The Feast of Christ the King places in front of all of us the critical question, who will I choose to be my king? I can choose the world, or I can choose Jesus. If I choose the ways of the world, then the world will determine what's right and wrong, what's important or not. But is it possible for our Lord to guide our decisions even without explicitly acknowledging him? Well, before you make your choice, I'd like to show you the effects of a different decision that I've made. I'd like to show you the effects of a remarkable decision that I made. I have decided that the laws of gravity no longer apply when I drop something from my hands. Is that a remarkable decision? In fact, I'm so confident in it, so confident in my decision. Let's see. Can you help me out? Come on, I need you to come out here just to the end of the aisle here. Yeah, you right there. What is your name? Ezekiel. So I'm so confident in my decision that the laws of gravity no longer apply that I'm going to drop the book over Ezekiel's head. What's wrong with this? Oh, I know what's wrong with this. So I'm part of this congregation, so really we need to take a vote. And if the majority of us this morning decide that the laws of gravity no longer apply, then that's what we'll go with. Oh, Ezekiel, we're not done yet. Come on out here. So if all of us agree this morning that the laws of gravity no longer apply, then I can drop this book over Ezekiel's head and it won't fall. There's still something wrong with this, isn't there? Huh? Yes, there is, right? Thank you very much. You know what's wrong with this? What's wrong with this is that I didn't write the law of gravity. That we didn't even create the law of gravity. The law of gravity is not something that we create. It's something that we discover. You know, and I could do anything I can to try to change it. I could make some declaration or we could take a vote. You know, I could move to a different city or a different country. But I'd still be bound by the law of gravity. Now, there are laws of physics and the laws of mathematics that I can't change. 2 + 3 will always equal 5. It's not up to me to decide that. It's up to me to figure that out. And these laws don't depend on whether we've discovered them. You know, 2 + 3 was 5 before I knew it was 5. Before anyone knew that it was 5. Before anyone even existed to know that it was 5. Well, for the majority of our civilized human existence, we have believed the same thing about the laws of morality. We've believed that the laws about what's right and wrong are like the laws of science. They're not for us to decide. They're for us to discover. And this is known as the natural moral law, or sometimes just called the natural law. What do we mean by the natural law? It means that we know that things are right or wrong, not just because of our faith, and not because they're written in some law book, but because they're written in every human heart. You know, stealing isn't wrong just because it's against the law. Stealing is wrong because something inside of us tells us that it's wrong. In fact, we made the law because it's wrong, not the other way around. You know, we believe that stealing is wrong not because we're Catholic or even because we're Christian, but because we're human. And when I say that we've believed this for the majority of our human existence, I mean it. The ancient Roman statesman, Cicero, wrote about the natural law, and he lived before Jesus. 500 years later, so did Augustine. And in the 1200s, St. Thomas Aquinas wrote about the natural law. Even in the United States, natural moral law has been the foundation of our civilization, the basis for creating our laws. That's why Thomas Jefferson would say that we hold these truths to be self-evident. At times, natural law has been the basis for correcting our laws, as when Martin Luther King wrote from a Birmingham jail that a human law is unjust if it is not based on the natural law. Which makes it all the more astonishing that more and more leaders, legislators, and judges today are saying that natural moral law has no place in our justice system. 2 months ago, when Amy Barrett, a faithful Catholic mother and judge, was nominated to the Court of Appeals, she was attacked by some senators saying that her Catholic faith would influence her decisions. But I don't think there are going to be a whole lot of cases in court about purgatory or the Eucharist. In other words, her decisions would be based not on the fact that she's Catholic, but on the fact that she's human. Because if our civil law becomes the last word, not just on whether something is legal or illegal, but on right and wrong, then the final stone has fallen. A state or a country can legalize homosexual activity or abortion or assisted suicide. It can make them legal, but it cannot make them right. Because the law of right and wrong is written on our hearts. It's as eternal as the law of gravity, to be discovered, not redefined. If someone wants to argue otherwise, then they must, by their own line of reasoning, accept the laws of other countries that enslave children or denigrate women or encourage corruption. Because if we don't accept that there is some truth outside of ourselves, a truth that comes to us, not from us, then we will continue to make decisions based on relativism, power, and greed. Well, our young friend Ezekiel here helped us to realize just in the nick of time that I can't change the law of gravity. Saved a big book from falling on your head, right? How many more things will have to fall? How many laws, how many values, how many souls will have to fall before we realize that we can't change the natural moral law either?